the San Juan County PhD number one Board of Commissioners just concluded an executive session with legal counsel with regards to a submission from the City of Washington AG's office dated September 26, 2019. This document is entitled Confidential Settlement Negotiations, and it pertains to the ongoing civil investigative demand that was initiated in mid-late 2015. The response to the AG's document will be crafted between legal counsel, Chief Kutzing, and the PhD board. The anticipated time for this response will be on the order of 2 weeks plus. Before that time, the document that I'm referencing from the AG's office will be placed on our website. Are there any comments from the Board of Commissioners in addition to what I just said and from you too, Carl?
I have none. Thanks, Dr. Edwards.
Thank you. The board?
Just to note that no votes have been taken today.
Correct.
None.
Very good. Okay. That concludes the second item on the today's agenda. The last item is a discussion plan of board meetings, and I'll let you, Nathan, or Pam take the lead on that, please.
Sure. So I've been talking to each of you over the last week regarding scheduling of various meetings and things that we need to work on. I sent out, took the liberty of sending out a provisional schedule that tries to capture all the main things that the board has directed us to address and a possible calendar for that to be done. But it is only intended to be a starting point for board discussion. To start with, I don't think that we were able to meet again until October 14th based on availability that people have given. And so we've discussed having our interlocal agreement workshop that day. And then on October 16th at 3 p.m., we're going to have our scheduled meeting with Primera, and then potentially a budget workshop for the two budgets, the PhD and EMS budgets. We've not done that in recent past, but it's a common practice. It's useful to go over the budget together as a board outside of a regular board meeting. And then moving on to our regular board meeting and the November regular board meeting, which will be held on November 20th rather than the 27th. We've sort of laid things out, how we see things going based on input. One thing that would be delayed would be Pam's review. We propose delaying that to November 20th, if that's acceptable. So you all have a copy of my email laying this out. How does that look generally? Changes you want to make? Are those dates acceptable? What are you thinking?
We were talking about maybe having the workshop later in the day on the 14th. I'm available. Like, I happen to be available later in that day. So, you know, we wanted to have it at, you know, 4 or 4:30 or something. We could do that instead of 3. I think we talked about that at the last meeting.
I think we need to go down to the commissioners individually. I know Nathan has struggled with trying to get a commitment from everybody. I think it's important that everybody be there for discussing the interlocal agreement. So I'm certainly open anytime on October 14th. Warren, how about you?
I'm open anytime after 8 a.m. on the 14th.
Thank you, sir. Lisa?
My feeling is that with the Primera meeting, the budget, long-term planning, the audit, and now in light of this letter from the AG and the work that we're going to need to do on that, I think that we need to just table any of the ILA workshops, planning, and let the new board handle that in January. It seems like we have a lot to do, and that is going to take some focus from our superintendent, our executive assistant, and our chief regarding these issues. It seems to me the ILA is being rushed, and that is not a priority for our district at this time. So I don't think we should meet on the 14th. I think we should meet with Primera on the 16th, and we should do our budget workshop, and we should focus on long-term planning. And that's my opinion and feedback.
I'll also note that Primera / LifeWise will be on Orcas on the 15th. And to listen to them dealing with another public hospital district, I think would be very instructive. So I plan on doing that.
Yes, I agree. Mark, what's your opinion as specific to the 14th, sir?
Available.
Okay. So four of us are available. I suggest that we go ahead and have the ILA discussion workshop on October 14th. Now, considering October 16th, any other comments?
The long-term planning, that's not a 10-minute discussion. I mean, you got a lot going on the 16th. A lot. And long-term planning.
I figured that we would just start the long-term planning, just to start with the mission, vision, values, and things that already got put together, and then we probably would continue at least in November 20th. Or if we have time for all next three meetings, the regular and the November 20th.
And you and Nathan have already done some work on that, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we can get it done in one session because first you have to introduce it, think about it. Oh, I know there's going to be suggestions, looking at things, and then, you know, coming back. And
Well, we can just introduce everything that you've already worked on, and so that we have something to think about before the next meeting. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I agree with that. Any other comments specific to October 16th? October 23rd?
Regular board meeting?
Correct.
So, Chief Kutzing, are you okay doing the budget hearing on October 23rd?
I can be ready.
So I'll give 2 weeks' notice for that because it's a legal requirement that we have to do.
And if we don't have long-term planning on October 23rd,
this budget workshop's the 16th, but the budget hearing for the legal requirement is the 23rd.
Okay. And if we don't, you have finished long-term planning. Of course, that's the draft, and we haven't come up with that yet. But we could extend that to the 20th as well. Do it on both.
Yeah, and it remains to be seen what other business we'll have on October 23rd, so we can be flexible, certainly.
We must certainly have discussion about this AG letter and issue at that time. We need to consider how that affects our budget. Again, I will say planning to vote on the ILA on the 23rd is premature. It leaves the public out of the process. It jumps the line in terms of what the proper steps are for integration.
Thank you.
And it's a
okay, November 20th, any comments about that date?
Well, I still have a comment about the 23rd. Vote on ILA, that should be a potential vote. If we don't get everything done that we want to get done on the intergovernmental agreement on the 14th, then we shouldn't be voting on the 23rd. Right? You know, questions are going to come up.
The agenda has not been struck, so it's tentatively on for the October 23rd. Obviously, there has to be good reason to delay it beyond that date, but we will see. Time will tell. Okay. Any other comments about the regular October 23rd PhD meeting? November 20th, yet to be determined. Certainly, Pam Hutchins' review should be included.
Okay.
Any other comments from the board, Pam or Nathan?
No, sir.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.